In the headlines, a King's Counsel recuses himself from a case and signs bail for a family trio facing multiple charges. A noted economist says immediate interest expected from companies and high net worth individuals in Europe following announcement of Barbados' removal from the EU blacklist. The new Mental Health Act now proposing just a minimum 30-day stay for patients at the psychiatric hospital. And the United Nations says over 5 million people in Haiti currently facing food insecurity. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. King's Counsel Andrew Pilgrim has defended his actions in the Holtung Magistrates Court yesterday, where he recused himself from an ongoing case to sign bail for three clients. The trio, Javane Jason Thompson, Veronica Caroline Bascom, and Afaya Asham Mounter, were each offered bail at $40,000 each, but faced the risk of being remanded due to not having sureties. They're accused of harboring a fugitive following the capture of their family member, Keshawn Thomas, last Saturday. In a rare legal move, Mr. Pilgrim stepped down as their attorney, instructing his junior, Sean Lange, to continue with the matter. He then signed as their surety, putting up a combined $120,000 as a guarantee for their release. Pilgrim explained his decision and the risk involved in an interview with Starcom Network News.
In my view, it's fairly important that if a person gets bail, but they don't have sureties and individuals they're ready to take at the bail, that they still should be able to access it. If not, bail is something that only rich people could get. Bail should be something that everybody could get. Once a court determines the person entitled to go home, they always feel that they should be able to go home. And especially if a person might be vulnerable for whatever reason, even more so. But bail shouldn't be the exclusive right of rich people. It should be something that's available to everybody. Whatever offense a person is charged with, if a court in its wisdom decides that person entitled to go home on bail, I don't feel like their wealth or access to property should be the determining factor.
That's King's Counsel Andrew Pilgrim. Government is being commended for its effort in defending Barbados' integrity against accusations of money laundering and creating a tax haven while reinforcing its economic stability. The remarks have come from Canada-based economist Carlos Fort, given the news of the island's removal from the European Union's blacklist officially coming up on August the 5th. Mr. Fort said he anticipates an immediate increase in interest from European investors in Barbados' financial services sector, but said Canadian companies had already solidified their position.
I don't think it would have any impact on Barbadian companies' outward investments or investing in the European markets. It could have some positive impact, I think, though, on the margins with respect to investment coming from Europe into Barbados, particularly in the financial services sector. But the truth is that that sector is being dominated predominantly by Canadian companies, less so by European entities. And the sector has shrank, unfortunately, over the last 15 years.
However, Mr. Fort said he would remain cautious given the historical practice of larger countries creating new challenges once smaller countries achieve their targets.
I certainly, you know, would commend the government's efforts in ensuring that the OECD or the Europeans are, you know, assured and clear in their minds of the integrity of the Barbados' business environment, particularly its financial services. Beyond that, I have not been following that particular issue in great detail, particularly because, you know, they repeatedly find some reason to put jurisdictions like ours on some lists, and then the onus becomes on us to appraise them or satisfy them that it isn't justified, and that we keep going through these cycles.
Canadian-based economist Carlos Fort. Mental health patients admitted under facilitated care at the psychiatric hospital in Barbados will no longer be held for a mandatory 6-month period. Under the proposed new Mental Health Act, that time frame will be reduced to just 30 days. This change is among several major reforms aimed at modernizing mental health care in the country. A key focus of the legislation is shifting treatment from institutional settings to community-based and home care wherever possible. Speaking at the Ministry of Health first public outreach event held at the Cobermere School, Chairman of the National Mental Health Commission, Dr. Maishi Emmanuel, emphasized that the updated act also seeks to increase accountability among medical practitioners and further efforts to reduce the stigma surrounding mental illness.
So it's not just going to be two doctors. You're going to widen the scope of persons who could be part of that assessment, and it's going to be 30 days maximum. Right now it's 6 months with another 6 month ability to extend. Right now it's this new one will be 30 days, and if you want to extend it, you have to justify that to the tribunal. So we're going to again take away the doctor says this is what happens and that's the end of it. You have to clearly say to the tribunal, these are the reasons why I think this person needs to continue to be in hospital. Again, put in limitations and put in oversight. So we need to check ourselves.
Dr. Maishi Emmanuel in the lunchtime edition. The Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on youth affairs, Shaquani Hunt, is calling on government to recognise the crime situation in Barbados as a crisis. Ms. Hunt charged that there are no meaningful solutions being presented while noting that some inner city communities were now under siege.
Before, crime was something that you would hear about. Now crime is something that every single Barbadian, including children, know about. We've had too many children shot. We've had too many children shoot at. And we had too many children shooters. Three clear points I know made, and no government, no minister has came up with a plan to currently address it, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. 10 years ago, I could have never imagined that I would be in a position that I am now placed in. What is the government's recommendation for me? Should I move out?
DLP spokesperson on youth affairs, Shaquani Hunt. Well, amid a recent surge in carjackings and attempted carjackings across the island, advocacy group Friends of Democracy and Political Party are calling for the Ministry of Transport to revise late-night traffic signal operations. The group spokesperson, Raymond Wiggins, is proposing that all traffic lights island-wide be converted to flashing mode during late-night hours. He believes this strategic adjustment would minimize opportunities for criminals by reducing the likelihood of motorists being stationary and vulnerable in isolated intersections.
One of the things that Friends of Democracy advocates for to help prevent some of the brazen and senseless carjackings is for the Ministry of Transportation to turn all traffic signals island-wide to flashing mode during late night hours. So no driver is forced to stop at a traffic signal at night to wait for it to turn green, therefore becoming a sitting duck or a soft target for a senseless carjacking. Drivers can then approach a traffic signal at these late hours using their judgment and then approach with caution.
Spokesperson for the political party Friends of Democracy, Raymond Wiggins. The United Nations has once again issued a stark warning regarding the escalating humanitarian crisis in Haiti, emphasizing that widespread hunger continues to worsen across the nation. The dire food situation is being exacerbated by unrelenting violence, which is severely disrupting local food production in critical agricultural regions. UN spokesperson Stephanie Durack highlighted the devastated impact of ongoing unrest of areas referred to as Haiti's breadbaskets, such as the Kaskof and the Amun department. As of May, an alarming 5.7 million Haitians are estimated to be food insecure, struggling to meet their basic nutritional needs. Our top stories. A King's Counsel recuses himself from a case and signs bail for a family trio facing multiple charges. A noted economist says immediate interest expected from companies and high net worth individuals in Europe following announcement of Barbados's removal from the blacklist. The new Mental Health Act now proposing just a minimum 30-day stay for patients at the psychiatric hospital. And the United Nations says over 5 million people in Haiti currently facing food insecurity. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on StarCom Network. StarCom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.